To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
I have some very exciting news. The wonderful Kara Brooks. She is Allure's Beauty Blogger of the Year. She's going to be joining David and I every week at 12:30 here on Beauty Inside Out. We're going to be talking all about makeup, and she has got the best site and the best tips. David, isn't this great?
I'm very excited. She's a lot of fun to have on. We've had her on before, and she's got so much information. So we got to bring her in. Yeah, Kara, are you with us already?
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank
How you doing today?
I'm so excited. I'm doing great. How are Kara, you guys?
Good.
Kara, it's so great to have you on. You know, I am a novice. I wear tinted moisturizer, mascara because I have blonde eyelashes, and some eyeliner, maybe a little lip gloss, and I really don't know much. And I've been made over before when I used to do television, and I'd look in the mirror and I was like, who's that beautiful woman staring back? So I definitely love that you're coming on to give us these great tips. My favorite feature, and I've heard you say this on your site, are my eyes. A lot of women say that. So let's talk about eye color and the best makeup to choose, not just for your eyes, but for the rest of your face as well.
Okay, so yeah, that's something that I love to talk about, because when people think eyes, especially eye color, they're always talking about what eyeshadow they should use. And there's a lot of information out there for that. But what I love is I love a good, really, like, smoky eye or all kinds of colors and all of that. But my favorite thing to kind of capture is that really natural beauty look where you are wearing makeup, but you don't necessarily even look like you're wearing makeup. Everything on your face could be found in nature in some way. So that's kind of my favorite.
Oh, I love that too.
About it. Yeah. Isn't it fun? So I love to have, say if you have blue eyes, I love to do really like bright pink or raspberry blush.
Ooh.
And what that does is the red and the blue totally contrast, so you get that bright pink beautiful color that totally completely makes the eyes stand out. And
oh, nice.
You can do that, you know, if you have green eyes, you could do that with a more peachy blush, or the red, or, you know, an under red undertone with your blush, and then the lips as well. If you have brown eyes, what's really fun to do with brown eyes is like a really pale pink, and that'll bring out the brown. If you have like a light brown eye, that'll bring out the brown eyes. So I just really love that aspect of considering your blush and your lipstick in your whole eye color idea. So if you look at pictures, you'll see it a lot. If you see a model with bright blue eyes, they might just have a little bit of mascara and stuff around the eyes, but then they'll have the bright pink blush and their eyes will just be glowing.
Okay, now you're
giving
tips.
I never thought of that. Did you, David?
No. I was just going to say, as a guy, I'm sorry, but I just think women know all this stuff. So as you're saying it and everybody's learning, I start realizing there's so much more to it, I guess because I don't wear makeup, I don't realize. And so you're actually giving a lot of information, but there may be some of our listeners that think more like I am. Let me ask you, with some of this, in the summertime, is the makeup that you use different, like different types of makeup or different colors in the summer as you do in the winter? Is it lighter colors in the summer? Is it a different type maybe or something?
You bet. I think a lot more people are drawn to, first of all, I think less makeup for a number of reasons, just because a lot of people have less time in the summer and it's hot and your makeup's going to kind of melt off a lot of times, or, you know, you're going to be at the beach and you really don't want to have a heavy load of makeup on. It's just uncomfortable. So I think a lot of people are drawn to just really, you know, like a tinted moisturizer, like you said, Lisa, or, you know, just something that's light, that's not going to run, that doesn't take a lot of time. And that's why I love, I think eyeshadow takes the most time probably of anything, because, you know, you're using dark colors and you need to blend them and all of that. So that's why I love to think of new ways to just throw on a little bit of something and look like you're finished without looking, you know, all done up. And that's a total
summer. So with the eyeshadow... Oh, now, Kara, with the eyeshadow, so in the old days, it seems like you just, you know, old days, like 70s or 80s, you would just kind of put on one color, but now in Dave is laughing. But now it seems like you have, like, I don't even know how to do that. It seems like you have to put this one here on the, you know, right under your brow, and then this one on the side, and this one in the crease. And it seems very complicated. Yeah. What happens if someone just puts on one? Does that look weird, or is that just, is that not done anymore?
I'm actually, like, you might have noticed already, I'm not a huge, like, and that's just my opinion, I'm not a huge complicated eyeshadow girl. Like, I just like my eyeshadow to be kind of simple for the most part. You know, there's fun days, but you can take one color of eyeshadow and just, you know, take like a warm brown or something that's really neutral and put it with a big fluffy flat brush, put it all the way around your eye. And it sounds kind of crazy, but if you do that and then line your eye just in the inner rim and throw some mascara on, it looks so pretty, and it makes your eyes stand out so well, and it gives you that definition without taking any time at all, and it really does look really natural. So you can just use one color. And I like to use my concealer a lot of times if I'm in a hurry. I'll use my concealer right under that brow bone so that I don't have to pull out an extra eyeshadow. It still gives me that highlight there without having, you know, if you're in a hurry or if it's summertime, a little bit of highlighting concealer under the brow and then underneath your eye, underneath the shadow, and you're done.
Wow, you have the best tips. I'm going to be so beautiful. Now, let's talk about waterproof mascara. Do you have a brand in particular? Because I swear, I put on my makeup, and because of the heat, 2 minutes later, I look like a raccoon. So, and because my eyes are, or my eyelashes are blonde, without it, I look so plain. I've had people say, are you sick? Are you tired? Like, if they've only seen me with mascara, and then they see me with that. I said, no, I'm just not wearing mascara. So what do you like for waterproof?
Well, so, okay, here's two things. First thing is, I don't usually do waterproof mascara just because it's really hard on your lashes. And I have to really baby my lashes because they're not much. But, so I do like, you know, I think L'Oreal Voluminous mascara, their waterproof is really good if you're going to go that route. But another thing you could do, where you say you have really, really blonde eyelashes and you feel like totally crazy without them, have you ever gotten your eyelashes tinted?
You know, I did that like 20 years ago. And it didn't seem like it did much. Maybe it's, I'm sure the technology is.
So I wonder if it's gotten a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That was a polite way of saying it has.
You're like, I did it and not working.
Yeah, no, okay, so that's something I can do.
Well, I should try that. It's such a simple, like, it would take, you know, 5 minutes. It's such a quick little procedure. And then
is it permanent?
You have your whole lash coated. Even if you do wear mascara, you're not going to be as like worried about getting it right in the root. And you know what I mean? Because you'd have that whole lash that's black. And I think, especially for people with blonde lashes, that's just amazing. Yeah.
You're talking about tinting it like coloring your hair. You're coloring.
Yeah. Just running into a salon and having them tint them. And you can have them with your brows too. I just did my brows and I'm just like, wow, why have I not been doing this forever? Because I have no brows. Like, well, I mean, I have them, but they're just skin color, so they hide. So I had them tinted, and I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Now that's a great tip.
I need to do that too. We talked about this
before.
And the
technology has gotten better, because I remember I did it about 10 years ago, and I just remember being like, meh, I don't think it does much. So that's probably exactly the experience I had.
I got to tell you, that's a great tip. I had never heard of it, and both you ladies say it's something new to both of you recently. So I think that's a great tip for our listeners. So you've got to save on some of the makeup and time during the summer. So you've got some great tips. We're running out of time, but I know you're going to be on more with us and every week. So
yes,
we're very excited.
Yay.
So we want to thank you for that. And we're going to invite you to tune in so you can listen to it. And visit her website at maskcara.com. This is your personal beauty expert David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Thank you for joining us, and stay beautiful.